Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Joining me now on the phone, Russ Allen, who is with the Shrimp Farm Market in Okemos and Seafood Systems in Okemos. Good evening, Russ. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Good. We spoke several months ago and wanted to check back in with you. There was a great article written by the Detroit Free Press on indoor shrimp farming, and it could grow into big business and big industry in the state of Michigan. And you and I talked about that. When we talked last, I believe it was right after the election of Governor Snyder, and you were hoping for some good things from this governor. And I wanted to try to catch up with you on the processes again and how that's coming along, and if you're making any progress with state government this time around. Why don't we start with Governor Snyder? Are they taking some new interest in the aquaculture and the shrimp farming business?
Well, you know, I think that's still to be determined. We have had, you know, quite a few conversations with Keith Cray, the new Michigan Department of Agriculture director, and, you know, he's been somewhat supportive of aquaculture development in Michigan. But one of the problem areas that I think that we've seen that we sort of hope for is that, you know, that a new governor or new administration would come in and, you know, sort of take a look at the possibilities for diversification and new industry in the state of Michigan and, you know, make available some of the incentives that have been available in the past for other industries and other things. And I guess the most disappointing thing is that, you know, the present administration seems to feel that they need to treat everybody equally and, you know, that any type of incentive for any industry is not a good thing, and that, you know, we all need to be on a level playing field. And you know, I think from our point of view in aquaculture that when you're starting with a new industry, the only way you can get investment into it is through some sort of incentive. So, you know, that's sort of where we're at.
So, okay. So, yeah, the incentives with the budget problems in the state, everything is kind of being cut and reduced, and you're seeing that in the agriculture businesses as well then.
Well, it's not so much that yeah, there are things that are being cut and reduced, but there's still incentives out there for other industries. MEDC still has, you know, incentive programs. The 21st Century Jobs Fund is still there for funding, you know, different types of ventures. And, you know, the thing that we had sort of hung our hats on and hoped that we could, you know, get evolved is the Renaissance Zones. And the Renaissance Zones were there for ag food processing and other things. And, you know, we sort of felt that, you know, the Renaissance Zone concept was the kind of thing that would attract investment into aquaculture. And, you know, that's the specific program that, you know, basically had been eliminated in the thinking for the Snyder government. So we haven't given up on it. We're still trying to, you know, make that sentiment known that we think that even if it was just a couple of Renaissance Zones for aquaculture development that, you know, it would help. But, you know, that's what we're trying to do.
Well, what I find fascinating still about what you're doing is you are not just trying to do a business, your own business. You're trying to build a new industry here in Michigan, and you've done it before in other places around the world.
Yeah, and I think that's the most frustrating thing is being, you know, originally I was born and raised in Michigan. I went to school, University of Michigan, and, you know, I spent 23 some odd years overseas, and then I come back to Michigan, and it's just been, you know, really frustrating to see, you know, how do we develop a new industry? And I think that that's really a big part of the problem here in Michigan and in the U.S. is that we just can't get people to wrap their brains around what it really means to develop a new industry. Everybody thinks of a new business or a new sector of a business or whatever, but this is really a new industry, and it's a new thing. And it wasn't so new in the third world. It, you know, I mean, the World Bank, USAID, all these things provide funding opportunities to develop new industries all over the world. But we never have anything like that to develop new stuff here in the U.S. or here in Michigan. And, you know, if we really want to compete on a worldwide scale, if we want to develop new industries, we've got to get our minds wrapped around what it means to really create a new industry.
And what you're, well, I'll let you explain what it is that you're doing is you have raised, raise and sell shrimp, and America, it is America's most consumed seafood. But 90% of the shrimp that we eat now is imported, and that's what you're trying to change.
That's exactly correct. And, you know, we've spent many, many years right here in Lansing, you know, developing the technology to do this, proving the technology, showing that, you know, on a larger scale with economies of scale, we can compete with anybody in the world in terms of growing shrimp here. And not just shrimp, I mean, there's all kinds of different aquaculture opportunities for the state of Michigan. And I would like to see us just open our arms to this and, you know, really address the issues that we need to address to make aquaculture happen here. We've got all the basic resources to do it.
Well, and as you did this before, as I kind of mentioned before, in Central and South America, they've been raising shrimp indoors for years, and you helped develop that for them there.
Yeah, I've helped develop the industry in many different countries. I think, you know, there's classic examples in Ecuador, a third world country. It's smaller than the state of Michigan. Back in the 70s, we took that industry from less than 100,000 pounds to 200 million pounds in less than 10 years. You know, these things can be done. I've developed new industries in new countries and made significant economic impacts, and the obstructions or the difficulties of doing it here have just been really surprised me. I mean, I never, you know, we talk about America being the land of the free and the land of the entrepreneur and all this kind of stuff, but it just really hasn't panned out. In many ways, it's easier to do this stuff somewhere else than it is here.
Well, and that brings one of the things mentioned in the article is the state of Ohio is kind of courting you to bring this business, this aquaculture business to Ohio.
Yeah, and it's not just Ohio. I think Indiana's done the same thing. Illinois is doing it. Wisconsin, you know, we've got a lot of other states that have recognized the potential and value of aquaculture development. Ohio has been, you know, a leader in that. Their former governor stated publicly that he wanted to see Ohio become the leading state in the United States for aquaculture and looked at a lot of job growth and economic diversity coming through that. And yet, you know, take a look at it. Here in Michigan, we've got 20% of the world's fresh water here in Michigan. We've got the resources here. We should be the leader in the United States in aquaculture development. But we just haven't been able to get that concept through to the people that matter, whether it's politicians, whether it's investors, whether it's venture capitalists, whether it's educators, whether it's whoever it is. We just haven't gotten that message across here in Michigan.
And what do you, are they not understanding that the potential of that it could mean millions for the state? I mean, is this just something so new for folks that they're not making the connection yet?
Yeah, I think that's really it. And I think that, you know, so many times in Michigan and America, those messages get sent out by lobbyists. And, you know, with a new industry, with a small industry like aquaculture, we can't afford lobbyists. We can't afford to pay somebody to go, you know, and sell our position and sell our position to both Lansing and Washington. And I think that's one of the downfalls in America today, that it, you know, it takes lobbyists to do this kind of thing, and yet how do you get across to politicians without lobbyists that there are these possibilities and opportunities and have it given credibility?
Well, and you, what you're looking for and needing to make this bigger, you have shown time and time again that this works and that this system works. So what you're needing is investors, isn't it?
It's investors that have a view and a picture of the long-term viability of America. You know, I mean, there's so many investment opportunities in America for venture capitalists with all the short term, whether it's flipping real estate, whether it's software.coms, you know, that kind of thing, immediate returns. And there's just no real investment opportunities or looking at long term investments where, you know, it takes a lot of time to design and build an aquaculture facility, and then, you know, it takes 6 months or a year or 2 years to grow, whether it's shrimp or fish. You know, so you're looking at a 3 or 4 year period to realize any return on your investment. And, you know, we just don't have the setup here in Michigan or the United States that can, you know, reasonably fund these kind of opportunities. And I think that, you know, that's the area we really need to look at, is how do we really change our you know, laws and tax laws and everything else to incentivize people to invest in long-term investments.
Well, it's a fascinating subject. I'm so happy I was able to talk with you again, and can't let you go without making sure that we let people know to stop and see you at the Seafood Systems and the Shrimp Farm and Market on Meridian Road in Okemos. Great to talk with you again, Russ. I'll keep following the story along.
Well, great. Thank you very much. Nice to talk to you.
You as well. Russ Allen, again, as I said, with Seafood Systems and the Shrimp Farm Market on Meridian Road in Okemos. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.